The plan for Southeast makes major changes to answer community concerns, but the result pits two pairs of sitting lawmakers against each other, which is raising new worries. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Alaska Redistricting Board's latest proposed boundaries combine Wrangell and Ketchikan into one House district. That sets up a likely Republican 2012 primary fight between incumbent Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson and his colleague, Peggy Wilson of Wrangell.
I feel bad that Kyle and I are going to be up against each other. That's something that I'm sad about. But for me, it could have been a much bigger, huge district, and it will be much easier to get around than it could have been.
Wrangell has spent the past decade in a House district with Petersburg and Sitka. The new district with Ketchikan also includes Saxman, Thorne Bay, and northern Prince of Wales Island. Johansson says he's ready to face voters within the new boundaries.
I'm looking forward to running again, and if Peggy decides that she's going to run, I know that we'll have a healthy and issues-oriented campaign.
Before that, he faces a recall effort from Ketchikan Republicans over his departure from the House Majority Caucus. The other Southeast legislative face-off would be for the Senate seat, including the Ketchikan-Wrangell House District. Its companion House District would include Sitka and Angoon, as well as Craig, Metlakatla, Haines, Hoona, and some other towns. That could pit Sitka Republican Bert Stedman against Angoon Democrat Albert Kukesh. Neither could be reached for immediate comment. Haines Republican Bill Thomas, who represents the smaller communities in the district, says it could be a competitive race.
I haven't looked at the breakdown of party affiliation. You know, the independents is the one to make the elections happen anyway, so it'll be the person that sells themselves like all elections.
Thomas, meanwhile, could face a serious challenge himself. His district loses Gustavus, Skagway, Tenneke, Yankutat, and Cordova under the latest plan. He gains Sitka, which could become the district's largest community and could field a strong hometown challenger.
Well, I think I got my work laid out for me, so I don't know. We'll go look forward and see what the final plan happens or does there, but disappointed in losing some of my district.
Juneau's three incumbent legislators retain most of their electoral base under the plan. Thomas says smaller communities added to Juneau districts could be dwarfed by the population difference. Juneau's incumbents have said they'll do their best to represent smaller communities. Earlier versions of the redistricting plan matched two Southeast House districts with communities outside the region to form Senate districts. The latest version creates two Southeast-only seats. That guarantees both will be held by Panhandle residents, but it means the region loses the potential to have a third senator, as it does now. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.